and I still post every few months. And each episode, I talk about the technique of what I do. I talk about shows that I've done, challenges that I've had, people I met, and I'll provide a few segments to break up the monotony of live performance recordings.
Right. What else? You have some other DVD projects in the works?
Yeah, I have a few more DVD projects between now and the end of the year. One is something I just did a Kickstarter for, which is a second volume of Marcel Perez comedies. And Marcel Perez is a comedian who should be as well known as someone like Charlie Chase and Roscoe Arbuckle and Lloyd Hamilton and even someone like Raymond Griffith, although Perez never made it into features. But his films really are almost completely lost. And the reason there's a 3-year lag between the first volume and the second is that we couldn't find enough to do a second volume. But Marcel Perez was a brilliant and gifted comedian and film and director of comedy shorts who started in Europe and then came here and was here from working constantly and from 1916 until the end of the 20s when he passed away. So that's something I have the scans from the Library of Congress in MoMA. I have to do some editing. I'm working with my friend Steve Massa, who's really been waving the flag, beating the drum for Marcel Perez, who discovered what a great talent he is and has found different archives that have films, and we've been putting it together. And I'm working on that, and in October I'll release Whispering Shadows, Andrew Simpson's project, and I'm working on a couple of other things with another film accompanist named John Marsalis. And those will be out later in the year. And I have a couple of other projects I'm working on with the Library of Congress, and until I have a hard drive of files, I'm not going to say anything about them, but I have a couple things that I'm working on with them as well.
Right. And then I guess also this Saturday, again, at Library of Congress,
The Packard
Campus Theater.
Yeah, the Packard Campus Theater is a beautiful theater. It's in Culpeper, Virginia, Northern Virginia. It's at the Packard Preservation Campus of the Library of Congress, and I've been playing for films there for the last 7 or 8 years. They've got a digital Wurlitzer organ there, and they show film on 35, and that's where all their vaults are. All the nitrate is there, the safety film is there, and broadcast and recorded sound.
So you're playing the real reels owned by the Library of Congress.
Yeah. And it's a Saturday at 2 o'clock. We're showing Tumbleweeds, which is a great Western starring William S. Hart, who's sort of like the Clint Eastwood of silent movies. If you think of the Clint Eastwood Westerns, it's the same kind of persona. And there's just wonderful films that don't get shown enough.
Right. Well, thanks so much for coming on.
And thanks for having me.
We're at the end of the hour. Well, maybe we'll go out on Toll of the Sea. Okay. An excerpt from that performance.
It's a live performance, yeah.
Some piano.
Yeah.
Give the listener some piano action. Again, my guest, Ben Modell. Go to silentfilmmusic.com for more information. Go to Amazon for what would you search on Amazon?
If you search for my name, you'll find everything that I've scored, whether it's my releases or stuff I've done for Kino or Milestone. And you can follow me on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Silent Film Music.
Right, so easy to find.
Oh yeah, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, so thanks. Yeah, thanks again. Thanks for your hard work and getting all this stuff out there.
Oh, my
pleasure.
It
wouldn't get out otherwise, right?
Yeah, and it's really for the fans of these things. I'm doing it so that people can see these great things.
All right, and come back and join us soon.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks.
All right, here's Toll of the Sea. Thank you. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stick around for the old codger.
Where can I set up my Victrola? Right over here?
I'll get out of the way. Two weeks in a row, you're taking the show over?
Space here.
Someday you'll find that the world's left you out. No true love, no nothing, just roaming about. While parties of people and a cold heart within, and each time you're dancing, you're waltzing with sin. You're Satan made over in perfect disguise, unfaithful, unworthy, and oh so unwise. I pity the heart of the next guy you win. Like me, he'll be losing while waltzing with sin.
Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense. Well, my Jesus is the first line of defense. Of defense.
He shattered in a mighty storm.
Well,
a battle axe in a time of war.
Well, my
Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense.
Well, my Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense.
Well, my Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense.
He shattered in a mighty storm.
Well,
a battle axe in a time of war.
Hey, my
Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense.
We're gonna build big armies and armed to the teeth. Tell the nation that we want peace. Even build big ships and airplanes too. If you haven't got God, what any of these do? We ought to watch, pray as well as fight. Because the Bible says that rights be mighty. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. He marched round seven times. Had a sword in his hand and God on his side.
And the walls come tumbling down. Well, my Jesus is the first line of defense. Of defense.
He shattered in a mighty storm.
Well,
a battle axe in a time of war.
Well, my
Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense.
It was just 9 years ago about Pearl Harbor. We all know it's a good thing to have Eliza's friend. God is your best friend in the end. If all the people every day get on their knees and pray, and then make the H-bomb and Adam too, until the red will turn them loose, our boys will stop dying and land will stay free. God said, I'm the Prince of Peace.
Well, my Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense. He shattered in a mighty storm.
Well,
a battle axe in a time of war.
Well, my
Jesus is the first line of defense.
Of defense.
Oh, my Jesus.
Jesus is the first line of defense. Jesus is the first line of defense. Well, my Jesus is the first line of defense. Of defense. He shuddered in a mighty storm. Well, a battle axe in a time of war.
Well, my
Jesus is the first line of defense. Of defense.
Yeah, yes, we've gone to extremes here in the first two songs of the program, the Antique Phonograph. Our program with the old codger Courtney T. Edison filling in tonight for whoever the hell, usually Mike. It's 10 guys named Mike. But we started out with Sin, Waltzing with Sin by Sonny Burns and the Western Cherokees, followed by Jesus is the First Line of Defense by the Pilgrim Travelers here on WFMU. My name is Courtney T. Edison. The old codger filling in once again. I was on last week, too. Too bad you can't hear that show ever again. It's gone into the ether. I did it once. That it only exists once on radio, and maybe it's bouncing around up in the across the galaxy. But you can't hear it here on planet Earth. I'm here for an hour. Something else happens, I don't know. Anyways, this is WFMU, and as you know, today, I'm sure you've been made aware many times at WFMU that today is Transgender Tuesday. You didn't know this cockamamie station had such a policy. I've been telling you for years, this place is run by stinking hippies. And they are insane. Transgender Tuesday. Here at TGT, all the disc jockeys are allowed to decide whether they are girls or boys, and they're allowed to use the bathrooms of their choice. This is largely irrelevant, in my humble opinion, because those bathrooms in WFMU are missing the one thing these hippies need. A bath. I once approached management here and offered to lend them a few dozen bars of soap. I knew they would be returned, unused, but at least they would mistake my offer for generosity, and perhaps they'd be more inclined to put me on the air more often. But it didn't work. As if my sublime taste in music weren't enough to convince them to make me program director. Anyway, Transgender Tuesday is almost over. Coming in the building, I bumped into Brian Turner. He's the station's... Brian Turner is WFMU's BMD. Bad Music Director. I was trying to make small talk with him, and he tells me that... this is a quote. He says, I woke up a new woman today. That tomorrow he's going to be a guy again. Thanks for sharing, I muttered. Then I kind of eased away from him when he began conversing with the fire extinguisher. I told you these people are insane. But you could tell that just by listening to their programs. This isn't a radio station. It's a psychiatric ward with a transmitter. Anyway, we're going to get back to some fine music, some great music for a change, and on WFMU with the old codger.
Yeah. Everybody. Damn. Yeah. everybody jamming on out.
Young girls was more than glad of saying G.I. boys are very nice. They make Trinidad like paradise.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar day.
Manzanilla Beach, G.I. romance with native peach. Friends, it is a pleasure to see love making under the bamboo tree.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
Now the native girls can cut a rug. You should see them dancing like a jitterbug. They get hip to the Yankee jive. On the dance floor you should see them glide.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
Trinidad, when I was there, financial condition was very fair. But now in this 20th century, they're spending their money on luxury.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar.
Andrew Sisters and Bing Crosby must take a trip to the West Indies. Sit down under the silvery moon and hear the Calypsonians croon.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Trinidadian girls are very nice. They go out to picnics day and night. The G.I. say that they treat them right when they dish them out a plate of barefoot rice.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. The Yankee dollar.
Young and the old are just the same. When it comes to a good time, there are always game. They will eat and drink as long as it's free. That's the policy of the West Indies.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and
for the Spain at the break of day. In a taxi cab bound for Tetron Bay, with rum and coke, everything to eat. That's what we call a West Indian feast.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Comana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
These girls don't know what it is all about. When the liquor is in, the wits is out. They will start a fight on Henry Street and attract the policeman on the beat.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Comana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
Friends, I know that I am right. Trinidad is a paradise. You always have plenty money to spend. Then you will have a nice girlfriend.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Comana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. The Yankee dollar bill.
Life of Riley.
Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better take care. Laughing at danger, virtuous stranger, better beware. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern ruled by pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. You're only a baby, you're lonely, and maybe someday soon you'll know. The tears you are tasting are years you are wasting. Life's a bitter hole. With fate it's no use competing. Youth is so terribly fleeting. By dancing much faster, you're chancing disaster. Time alone will show. Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better take care. Laughing at danger, virtuous stranger, better beware. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern ruled by pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon.
Great song there from Noel Coward. It was called Poor Little Rich Girl. Before that was Joe Venuti on the violin, Eddie Lang on the guitar. They did Cheese and Crackers. Camille Howard played the Million Dollar Boogie. Wilmot Houdini, great calypsonian, sang Rum and Coca-Cola, Parts 1 and 2, and Harry Choate and his fiddle with the Harry Choate Special. This is the old codger Courtney T. Edison. Strutting like a peacock here at WFMU, filling in for the Antique Phonograph Music Hour program, Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. Now, I'm supposed to have a special live guest in the studio tonight, and that was going to be Larry Pikniak. You remember Larry Pikniak? He was a waterfowl who played the turbulent, crotchety Scrooge McDuck in the cartoons. He's a very old duck and a very dear friend and a drinking buddy. But he's been had a rough time the last few years battling addiction to painkillers. Recently settled a sexual assault suit, was settled out of court. He says it was consensual. So anyway, Larry Pikniak, better known commonly as Scrooge McDuck, he could not make it down to the WFMU studios tonight because he recently had beak replacement surgery. This happens to aging ducks very often. Their beaks wear out. They have to have them replaced. Now, maybe you don't know Larry personally, but it's quite ironic that you'd be surprised to know that although Larry portrayed a nasty cheapskate in the cartoons and comic strips, you'd be surprised to know that the real-life Larry is, in fact, a genuine piker. When widows and orphans approach with their pathetic begging bowls, he slams the door in their face. Larry once purchased a Little League baseball team, and he sold the young players into servitude. He bought their contracts. He claimed he owned them and that they were his property. But the courts disagreed, and they liberated the frightened tykes. Well, you go up to Larry if you're broke. He says he'll give you the fetters off his back. He wouldn't give you any of his money, of course. You try paying the grocer in duck fetters. Anyway, though Larry is a scoundrel, he and I are best of friends. It takes one to know one. I like Larry's chutzpah. He has occasionally swindled naive spinsters out of their 70 RPM record collections. They don't know what they have. Most of them inherited those collections from their dead husbands. Larry helps them, as he puts it, weed out the bad records. And he offers to remove them from the premises. They think he's so sweet. Well, Larry Pikniak, he was looking forward to being on the program. Because how often does he get a chance to be on my program? I'm rarely on the air these days on WFMU. You know what I'm thinking of doing? I'm thinking of buying a billboard on Route 280 and letting the public know what a rotten radio station this is. I'm thinking about it. I'm getting the prices. Yeah. Anyway, back to the music. I'm Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, filling in for Antique Photograph Hour on WFMU till at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
I guess you hear about the farmyard. I know the farmer did the yard. But if you want to hear some more about what happened back a door, listen, ailing in the farmyard. Come along and watch the ailing in the farmyard. Hallelujah, ailing in the farmyard. If you want to hear something, come and hear me to sing about the ailing in the farmyard. If you want to farm for a job, farmer going to charge you only $2. It is right and on the go, and a candle burning low, that is healing in the farmyard. Oh, the healing in the farmyard. Hallelujah. If you want to hear something, come and hear me to sing about the healing in the farmyard. That he want to give Lars well feed, for she said the girl dressed too sweet. Mama say you bring a cock and a white calico frock for the healing in the farmyard. Come along and watch the healing in the farmyard. Hallelujah. If you want to hear something, come and hear me to sing about the healing in the farmyard. Into a tent, and it makes she feel so content. If she did know a healing sweet every day, she would have do it. She loved the healing in the barnyard. Come along and watch the healing in the barnyard. If you want to hear something, come and hear me to sing about the healing in the barnyard. A woman want to hold down a man and want to do it as fast as she can. Mama say you bring a pole and some silver in a bowl and I will fix you in me barnyard. Hallelujah. Come look at a road. If you want to hear something, come and hear me to sing about the healing in the barnyard. A woman want to win pick a pole and want the mama to tell her how.
Mama say you come tonight, but no daughter bring no light. Come let me heal you in me farm yard. Come along and watch.
To your house. knock on the front door, run around to the back, you catch him dead before he go.
That's evil. Evil is going on. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Loan me your husband, and I will loan you mine. Loan me your husband, and I will loan you mine. I want him to love me, your husband looks so kind. I need your husband, please don't be mad at me. I need your husband, just how square can you be? He can love both of us, it's okay with me.
That was the great Baby Dodge on drums. It was drum improvisation number one. We also heard everything was on 70 RPM records. You understand what I'm saying? Because I play 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. I'm the old codger on WFMU. A Blue Lou Barker, loan me your husband. Howlin' Wolf with Evil is going on. Memphis Slim and his House Rockers. With the guitar, cha-cha-cha. And the Ticklers did Healing in the Bomb Yard. This is the old codger on WFMU. I'm filling in tonight. I was on last week, too. But I will not be on next week unless the two people who host this program, something happens to them. What if misfortune befalls them? Wouldn't that be tragic? Because then I'll be back in this seat next week. Anyway, I've only got 15 more minutes and lots of music to play. I brought down all these 78s. Gotta play them. I just want to give you some advice. Even though I don't care how long you occupy my planet. Yes, my planet. You only live on it. And by the way, your rent is going up soon. You bunch of freeloaders. Look, here's my advice. Stay healthy. Get plenty of exercise. Look at me. I've had a busy week and it's only Tuesday. I'm taking lots of vitamins. I'm exercising. I do deadlifts. They're called deadlifts. I do them with Rummy Delbarton. I lift him. He weighs 345 pounds. And I can get him about 2 inches off the ground for 15 seconds. I'm building up my stamina. Because I plan to enter, at my age, alligator wrestling competition. I'm making progress. I practiced on salamanders. And when they got too easy, I worked my way up to cats. And soon I will take on mid-sized dogs. There's a right way and a wrong way to do this. Training for alligator wrestling. I'm also developing, very important to have good arm strength, by lifting and lowering the tone arm, that's the taper tube, on my Victrola. I do this hundreds of times a day. That's good for the wrist, the forearm, and if you do it properly, it's good for the rotator cuff. And also, to stay healthy, you should drink lots of liquids. I recommend Sly Weasel Bourbon. My friend Rummy Delbarton developed a great refreshing beverage. He calls it Milkahol. It's a combination of milk and pure grain alcohol. It supplies protein, calcium, and a hangover. Anyway, there's some advice for you, not that you asked for it, or that you'll take it, but I offer it anyway. Okay, back to the music on WFMU.
What a scream Muriel made. Obviously, she was afraid. What was it? No one knows. But what you think? In Muriel's clothes, it was a bedbug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area. Found a place, no one can tell, it's hard to trace. Her money chest is always shut, but the little bug was right on spot. A bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area. Little bug, I understand, he has the sense of any man. He wait until she sung asleep into her chest. The villain creep, a bedbug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area. Muriel said, I can't believe this little bug have me deceived. Men have tried secretly, but never touch my treasury. A bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area.
Sorry for the insurance company, with all this fire business in this colony. Sorry for the insurance company, with all this fire business in this colony. They have a kind of racket that is hard to beat. They're trying to burn down the whole of Federal Street. Who is this villain? He must be mad. Who is trying to burn down Trinidad? They're burning down the places, but I don't care.
They can burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Burning the places, but I don't care.
They can burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Thank you.
one of the telephone company. Then the town hall and Scott and Bihari. Then some flim business went to ruin. You could see it is some vagabond doing. Like how they tried to burn Empire Theatre. The vagabond want to cause a massacre. He should be placed on top of Queen's Park. And burn the vagabond like John of Arc. They burn it down the places, but I don't care.
They can burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Burn in the places, but I don't care.
They can burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Some say that this vagabond getting higher by the big sauce to set all the fire. And when they use the bramble and get the money, they're so afraid of going to custody. And as you know, they just rarely try the defense by bounding up all the evidence. Believe me, I can't call names, but they just send up all the evidence in flames, money the places, but I don't care.
They can't burn down the cottage in Woodford Square,
money the places, but I don't care.
They can't burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Every 2 weeks you are sure to hear fire in Porter Spino at Point Appear. Few months ago was Metro Golden Mayor, but they like Frederick Street, take it from Sagalba. Bossa comes out to hold his head and ball. They even burn down the man, dust be man. All the government should take a hand and try to arrest this fireman. They burning down the places, but I don't care.
They can burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Money the places, but I don't care.
They can burn down the cottage in Woodford Square.
Some folks think the sun shines brightest in a far-off tropic clime. But for mine, I'll take New England, winter, spring, or summertime. I know my fervor won't grow less, for Bridgeport is my port of happiness. Bridgeport by the sea, that's where I'll always want to be. Where the great ships go sailing by, where there's always a smiling sky. Bridgeport by the sea is home, sweet home to me. Though we have a great centennial, my devotion is perennial for my Bridgeport by the sea. Lovely parks where the kids can play, or splash around at the beach all day. Bridgeport by the sea, fair home of industry. You can bet your bottom penny, but I will never leave Connecticut and my Bridgeport by the sea.
Well, unfortunately, that's going to be the last song on tonight's program, because I'm out of time. Well, I mean, radio time anyway. Sorry. I'm not about to expire, don't worry. That was Vaughn DeLeith, the great radio girl from yesterday. Seems like only yesterday. That was Bridgeport by the Sea by Vaughn DeLeith. Sir Galba did Too Many Fires. We heard Bix Beiderbecke playing with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, Bix and Tram, with Crazy Cat. And Lord Kitchener sang about Muriel and the bug. Well, sorry, I will not be on next week, apparently. Mike and Mike are still alive. But I'll be back. I've done a year's worth of programs in the last 2 weeks here on WFMU. My name's Courtney. I'm the old codger. Tomorrow I gotta go down to the, municipal building. My social security number expired. I wonder why the checks weren't coming. Anyway, I'm gonna go home right now and get plushed to the scuppers. You stay tuned for somebody named Sam on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And I don't understand what this last thing is online at WFMU, period, O-R-G.
I never thought it possible that you would look my way, and you would promise faithfully to love me every day. It seems to be a miracle, and oh, I am so glad. I am so glad you love me. I am so glad you love me. I am so glad you love me. I never thought it possible that you would look my way. I promise I will live my life for your beloved sake. I never will do anything to cause your heart to break. I'm so glad you love me. I'm so glad you love me. I'm so glad you love me. I treasure every moment now and through eternity. And thanks to that little angel, you fell in love with me. I'm so